Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December the 21st, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, wrapped up as a mostly negative one for the indices we follow on the video, leading the way to the downside, where international equities with developed markets and emerging markets down over 2% and 3.5% respectively for emerging markets there. Most U.S. equity indices wrapped up the day in negative territory. We did see some change on the chart of the S&P 500 as well as the Russell 2000, but mostly the charts remained ineffective even with this pullback here. So we'll take a look at that here briefly. But on the upside, we did see crude oil up 37 basis points, did add an X to its current column, but doesn't really change the technical picture too much. And AGG was up 37 basis points, still remains in a column of X's on its chart. As for the equity charts that we did see some action out of, as we noted, the S&P 500 was one of them. It reversed into a column of O's here at 4,700. It's really the first U.S. equity index that we see sort of rolling over here into a column of O's. Somewhat of a welcome sign in a way after seeing this massive stem of X's here. At the moment, what we would look for is some potential price consolidation. It could foreseeably see, honestly, in terms of a technical look here, a pullback to 4,600, which would be that prior resistance level, but we shall see how that transpires from here. But consolidation, sort of normalization of the chart here is what we're looking for from here. But again, wouldn't be surprised to see a pullback to prior resistance there at 4,600 either. So just keep that in mind. As far as other charts we're seeing moving, the Russell 2000 cleared that resistance at 2,000 on its default chart, with yesterday's action moved up above the 2020 level, clearing the level of resistance that dated back to August of 2022. So now seeing the Russell 2000 poke its head above that prior resistance level, joining many U.S. equity indexes in terms of being able to say that it made a new 52-week high this year, and just in time for 2023 to get ready to wrap up. But we've seen a lot of action within the small cap space. We'll mention it yesterday in the video that we haven't seen a lot of folks talking about it. But one of the things we have seen is that breakout. Now we're seeing the small cap groups on the asset class group score are all scoring above 3. The sort of laggard in the group or segment, if you will, was all U.S. small cap growth here. It's now back above that 3 level. We actually see all U.S. equity diversified, sort of a broad representative of these groups, sitting there just at 3.79, so showing some solid strength there as well. But small cap value, the high scoring among those small cap groups at 3.76 at this time. And when you start to take a look under the hood at some indicators within the small cap space, this is the bullish percent for the S&P small cap 600 carat BPS PSML. It now sits at 70%, suggesting that 70% of the stocks within the small cap 600 are trading on point and figure buy signals right now. It matches its prior high mark that we saw in February of this year, pardon me. So a move above 72 would be the highest mark we've seen since January or June of 2021 here. So we keep that in mind, just the potential there, but also seeing some positive action elsewhere in indicators of the SML here. This is the RS and X's. This measures the percentage of stocks that are showing near-term outperformance against the market on their market RS charts. When you look at that market RS chart, you would see that chart in a column of X's favoring the stock over the market. And in this case, we saw it move above 56% this week, which is the highest mark since the early part of 2021, when we saw it moving down from that high mark of 68% there that we saw it make in January of 21. So interesting to see that from a relative standpoint, we're starting to see small caps pick up, something we hadn't really seen transpire just yet. And really it had been kind of somewhat of a laggard group, but are now seeing this pick up and seeing its participation increase. And really over the past few weeks, and even could even call it past month and a half or so, we've seen small caps and even the equal way S&P favor better than their large cap and cap weighted counterparts. So So something to continue to watch as we move into 2024 is we're starting to see some evidence build for that small cap space. Now, when you look under the hood of the current layout of the 346 stocks out of the 600 within the S&P 600 that maintain a current column of X's against the market on its market on their market RS chart. So that's against the S&P equal weight in this case. The sector layout right now shows that where most of the stocks showing near-term outperformance are coming from are financials, followed by industrials, and then consumer cyclical. That actually makes up roughly 60% of, just shy of 60% of the total in terms of stocks that are showing near-term outperformance against the S&P equal weight here. So if you were to look on stocks within the S&P 600 that fall within these sectors, primarily financials, seeing a lot of improvement out of the financials and financials bank space. And that can now be followed up and sort of confirmed when you look at the asset class group scores page. This is showing the score of those financial banks and financials group, both of them nearing above four. We actually see banks scoring above financials for really the first time since the latter part of 2022, when it just briefly did it there in September, but ultimately seeing it now score above broader financials, just shy of that four score line. We haven't seen these two groups score above four since the early part of 2022, when the market was beginning to roll over at that time. So interesting to see their improvement, along with seeing the small caps improvement. So seeing some of that sort of coincide with each other, financials and banks and small caps showing improvement from a relative standpoint, as well as an absolute standpoint. So something to bear in mind as we move into the new year. Now, as for today, we do see some earnings coming out, as well as in the offing, already released this morning, or at least appears to be already released, because it is up a notable amount, as CarMax, KMX. It's still one for five on our system after it moved into a positive trend last week. But at this point, when the last I checked it, it rallied up above 80 and following earnings, which matches a prior level of resistance and put it right at the top of that trading band. It could be something that, depending on short-term, long-term, may be positive in terms of a short-term development, but really haven't seen this transpire into long-term RS yet. So something just to bear in mind for those who may still hold the stock, maybe something where it's coming up to resistance here. Could be time to look elsewhere, potentially. So something just to bear in mind with KMX there, as it's rallying off these earnings up to that top of the trading band there at 80. The other earnings that are really under the microscope for the market this morning are Nike and KE. They will report this afternoon after market close. Currently at 2 for 5, or sits above the top of the trading band, just shy of resistance currently at the 128, 130 level. From here, support sits at 98, could potentially call old support from that resistance there at 114 if you were to see it fall to that level. But again, 98 additional support level, as well as in the lower 90s for Nike there. A solid move up to 132 would actually clear that near-term resistance we see here and mark a 52-week high. So those are just a few price levels you might look out for Nike. But as always, if you have any particular question about security you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice holiday.